It's the tree of knowledge. It's the tree of knowledge that Eve and Adam eat from. And I think what this story is about, that the flawedness comes intrinsically and essentially from self-consciousness. To be fallen is to be self-conscious, which is to say to be fully human. That the moment of full humanity is the moment of falling away. How can that be true, you might ask? Well, think of it this way. What self-consciousness means is the ability not just to be aware of what's going on, but to watch yourself being aware of what's going on. We have the ability to conceive of ourselves as objects. Sometimes, a little autobiography, more sometimes than I'd like to admit, I do something that I think is stupid and I bawl myself out. I say, you were such a fool. You, meaning me, were such a fool, me doing the speaking. It's as if I was a bad boy and I'm getting spanked, only I'm doing the spanking and receiving it simultaneously. That is a division of self. That is alienation from yourself. It's a very interesting thing. Self-consciousness is unpleasant a lot of the time. Think back to your adolescence. I can remember agonizedly sitting by the telephone, wanting to call a most attractive young lady, and being acutely aware of how horkingly, gawkingly, ganglingly ridiculous everything about me was. And then I'd go to a party and dance, and I felt like a puppet. Yeah, I mean, horrible. Horrible. Watch yourself do something, you will do it badly. I guarantee you. Whether it be giving a lecture, whether it be playing a sport, anything. Self-consciousness is crippling. Horrible. It's the very difference from the flow. Self-consciousness also means the ability to project yourself into the future. A hypothetical self. This is bad news. Because there is one prediction I can make with certainty about that hypothetical self. It will die. We foresee our annihilation. Animals don't. Animals just die. They don't die and know it. In that sense, to eat of the tree of knowledge is to die. To die mentally. To live under the shadow of death at all times. That's flawedness. Not only to suffer, but to know that you suffer. And not only to know that you suffer, but to know that you're going to suffer. To have the ability to get out of the flow. Animals, plants, I presume, everything else is in the flow. Human beings, like God, aren't. That's the problem. And it gets worse. Because most of us have impulses that we can't control fully. We know what we want to do, but sometimes we don't do it. And no willpower can make us do it. We have a propensity to excessive self-indulgence. I do. We have a propensity often to violence. Things are just not right. That's a problem. The Hebrew Bible then gives a series of answers to the problem. The first one seems to be simply giving a command to Adam and Eve, don't eat this stuff, but they do. Boom. So that didn't work. So then there seems to be the hope that having goofed up once, humanity will just behave thereafter. And